Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gruber. I am America's voice, delivering an equitable and socially just news and talk program, respectful of the Green New Conversation Deal. It has maximum diversity and inclusion, and for the record, no animals harmed in the production of this program, at least not so far, but hey, it's early. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, Mitch McConnell caving in once again to the radical ideas of the far left. This time, he's going to let American taxpayers fill the coffers of some of the biggest media companies in the world, like the New York Times. I'll explain. Number two, Elon Musk isn't just driving liberals crazy. He is driving brand new tractor trailer rigs onto the scene with his just released Tesla semis that have 500-mile range. And number three, with Elon sucking so much air out of the room with the Twitter files, we've been missing some important headlines this week. But before I get to that, I do want to bring you one big headline. You see, yesterday I talked to Kash Patel on America's Voice Live. It's a television program I do every day from 2 to 4 on America's Voice, Real America's Voice Television Network. It streams live on Getter, by the way. You can always watch the Getter feed, 2 to 4. I'm also on Getter Live and on America's Voice from 6 to 7 Eastern every morning, so you can catch me there, plus 2 to 4 every afternoon on America's Voice Live. You should be watching it. And yesterday, Kash Patel, formerly with the Trump administration, said, listen, James Baker is dirty. James Baker was the FBI attorney, and when he played dirty there, he got kicked out. And then he went to Twitter. Well, here's what happened. Shortly after the conversation that Kash Patel and I had on America's Voice Live, Elon Musk fired James Baker. And Musk added that he questioned Baker before he was fired. Here's what Musk put out. In light of concerns about Baker's possible role in suppression of information important to the public dialogue, he was exited from Twitter today. Musk added that he questioned Baker before his firing about the events surrounding the laptop suppression scandal and that the lawyer's explanation was unconvincing. That's a quote. Former top FBI lawyer discovered to be secretly vetting the internal documents at Twitter before they could be reviewed by journalists. That's what the big delays were. Remember, Musk said, we'll be ready in an hour. Oh, it's going to take longer. Yeah. That's why Maya Taibbi took longer. Now Barry Weiss will have the next round of this. But this dirtbag has been in the middle of all of it. Twitter Deputy General Counsel, former FBI General Counsel Jim Baker, fired for vetting the batches of Twitter files without knowledge of new management. That means Elon Musk was kept in the dark about it. Taibbi further revealed that former Wall Street Journal and New York Times writer Barry Weiss is also involved in reviewing the social media giant's internal documents related to the post-Hunter Biden story, and that it was her who discovered Baker's involvement, which Musk was unaware of, according to Taibbi. They kept saying, well, Jim has to clear this. Jim who, they said. Jim who? What's his last name? Taibbi added in a tweet, my jaw hit the floor, says Weiss. He said the first batch of files both reporters received was marked Spectra Baker emails. Baker's a controversial figure, to say the least. Anyhow, he's been booted. Booted within a couple of hours of the conversation I had on America's Voice Live. Don't miss that program every day. We're on the cutting edge every single day. All right, back to where we were now. Catching up on some of the other things that we've missed. Joe Biden went to Arizona to discuss microchips and how to get them made in America. That's where he was yesterday. Looked a little tired from the ride. Bite number one, here's part of what he had to say about it. Bite one, go.
And today, TSMC has announced a second major investment. It will construct a second fab here in Phoenix to build chips, three nano chips. And you know what I'm saying. Nano, I don't know.
Brilliant guy running the country, just brilliant. By the way, he was asked repeatedly, the administration was anyhow, about why, if Joe Biden's 100 miles from the border, why isn't he going to the border? Among those pushing back, Michigan Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, mocking the idea that Joe Biden should actually go to the border to see the disaster he's created for himself. Nothing to see here, of course. Bite two. Go.
Would you like to see him visit the border?
I don't care if he visits the border or not. That doesn't, he doesn't need to visit the border to know we've got a problem. He's got people that report to him every day about what the problem is. And sometimes we fixate on these little issues. Do you think the president doesn't know we got a problem at the border and what the issues are? I know he does.
But not necessary to see it firsthand. That's a little issue?
I think he knows it's got to be addressed. He's gotten the reports. He's seen the photos. So that's, at some point, he may or may not go, but I think he knows what's got to get fixed, and you've seen him begin that process.
Yeah, nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. Yeah, no big deal. KJP also dismissing the idea of Joe Biden going to the border and discusses a make-believe plan she says Democrats have to solve the border crisis, which, of course, doesn't actually exist, but she claims it does in her make-believe world. Here's Karine Jean-Pierre, bite four, go.
The reason I asked is just because the president had said previously that he hadn't had a lot of time to get to the border. He's going to a border state tomorrow, so you think maybe there would be time there. If there isn't tomorrow, can you say at this point that he...
What I'm saying is tomorrow he's going to actually focus on an issue, a bipartisan issue that was voted in Congress, the CHIPS and Science Act, something that is going to deliver for the people in Arizona, creating jobs and making people's lives better and making sure that we are bringing manufacturing back into the U.S. That is critically important. Now, what I'm saying, the second part of that to your question, if Republicans officials truly, truly want to deal with immigration, they truly want to deal with the border, then they would stop doing political stunts and actually work with us on the plan that we have put forward.
Well, what plan have you put forward? What political stunt? Going down to the border and saying, look, it's wide open, this is a disaster? Now, that's a political stunt by pointing out the obvious, that the border's wide open, that 6 million illegals have come in since January of 21 and nobody's doing anything about it. And 6 million people is larger than the population of 31 states. And nobody cares. Nobody cares. Doesn't matter. Right. By the way, remember last weekend when we were told that Iran got rid of the morality police? Yeah, that was a false assertion. Sunday morning, the United States, the New York Times sent a breaking news alert declaring that Iran had abolished its so-called morality police. The Wall Street Journal followed CBS's Face of the Nation. Margaret Brennan opened her interview with Anthony Blinken saying, I want to start with some breaking news overnight out of Iran. They've abolished the morality police. No, not true. Iranian women still subject to the oppression of a radical theocracy in Tehran. It was, you got duped, Joe Biden and company, and all your little lemmings in the media. Yeah, you got duped. Again. God, it gets embarrassing, doesn't it? Don't get duped. Life's a full contact sport. Wear a mouth guard. If you're in sports at all, 8 to 80, use the Power Plus mouth guard. PowerPlusMouthGuard.com stops concussions, reducing them to just 0.26% of the time by those that use this patented medical device. The Power Plus mouth guard, unlike any mouth guard you've ever used, backed up by studies at Michigan State and Wayne State. Find out more at PowerPlusMouthGuard.com. PowerPlusMouthGuard.com. Use the promo code Concussion Save 10%. PowerPlusMouthGuard.com.
It's time to go in the huddle with Tim Stout.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. It's a new day full of excitement because it's a new day for winning only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day only at SoaringEagleCasino.com. For just the third time in the last 16 seasons, no bowl game for Michigan State's football team after a 5-7 campaign. So what's left now for the Spartans? They don't get the 15 extra practices that bowl teams get. So that would seem to mean that coaching staff of Mel Tucker will be on the road everywhere, high and low, looking for players that can improve Michigan State leading into the home opener next fall against Central Michigan. And the transfer portal is now open for business. Several Michigan Staters are already there, including defensive tackle Jalen Hunt. He is looking elsewhere. And how many from the transfer portal will Michigan State add to its roster before the 2023 season gets underway? Plenty of questions to answer heading into the new year.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
The perfect flannel does exist. Let me introduce you to one of my all-time favorite brands, Muskox. Muskox, a Michigan company, makes the highest quality men's flannel. Heavyweight and built to last a lifetime, these flannels are 100% cotton. So soft, you have to give them a try. Perfect for everyday wear, working on a job site or just getting outdoors. They're an ideal holiday gift. Muskox also donates $10 for every flannel purchase to Alaskan wildlife. Go to GoMuskox.com. That's GoMuskox.com.